Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Joe Merlinson. I'm the president of the Board of Directors for Habitat for Humanity, Mitchell, Yancey County.
Jim, it is good to talk with you again and good to find out more about Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity. Yesterday when we were talking, we alluded to the fact that we had interviewed someone, a lady who was a homeowner who recently, with her family, moved into a home that was built by Habitat for Humanity. And let's start off today talking to Jessica about what it's like to have a home like that now and a little bit about the process. So we have with us today
Jessica Hoyle.
Now, Jessica, you're in a very special place where all this is concerned because you and your family have recently moved into a Habitat house in the area. So tell me a little bit about the experience. What was it like?
Well, we applied for the house last year, and we were approved, and we moved in July 1st. We've been there for a little over a year, and it's one of the most amazing things I've ever been part of. If it weren't for Habitat, that dream of mine wouldn't have come true, and owning my own home has always been a dream of mine. It's just a wonderful experience. The program is wonderful. The people we have worked with have been wonderful, and overall, just one of the best experiences I've ever had.
So one thing folks need to realize is you hear a lot about the fact that volunteers are needed and that the homeowners volunteer as well. But you don't have to go out and swing a hammer or anything like that. There's plenty of things for folks to do.
Yes, that's true. You don't have to necessarily be experienced with construction work. You show up and they will give you tools and show you how to use them. You can do painting, yard work. There's all sorts of things for people to do to volunteer.
Now, you and your husband and two children.
Yes, sir.
What was your situation before the Habitat house?
Well, we had worked on building our credit for years because we both always wanted to own a home. However, we couldn't really afford a traditional home. And we were living in a very old home that was very small. It was about 175 years old, a beautiful little place, but not suitable for our growing family. And when we applied for Habitat and we were approved, they said we were going to build a three-bedroom house, and that gave us the ability to give our son a brother.
Well, that is just really wonderful. So now, the home you're in now is a nice three-bedroom house.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful. It looks like it's out of the HGTV magazine. It does. It's beautiful. It's just big enough. We build houses that are energy efficient, not extremely large, but large enough for a growing family. It's an open floor concept, so the living room and kitchen are together, and the bedrooms are at the back of the house, and it's just beautiful. I love my home, and I would be proud for anyone to come see it any day, and that's a really good feeling.
One other thing we want to remind everybody of, and sometimes it's a misconception, you guys have managed to get a really nice, well-built, brand-new house. But nobody gave it to you for free.
No, we volunteered on the home. We both did 200-plus volunteer hours, and we also pay a mortgage every month.
So, Jim, next on the agenda for the Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity affiliate is to build three homes in Yancey County, and that means you're going to be now looking for folks to be the next Jessica and Joy and be homeowners with Habitat for Humanity. How does the selection process actually work?
Well, we have guidelines from Habitat International on how we go about this process. Mm-hmm. And we are currently starting this process, and we are required to advertise for a period of, I believe, 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we have started that now. You can get applications at the ReStore in Spruce Pine. That's 563 Oak Avenue. Or you can call this number, 828-766-9000. Also, we'll be having two information application sessions. The first one is Thursday, September 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Messiah of the Mountains Church, and that's off of U.S. 19 East in Burnsville. The second one will be Saturday, September 14th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., at the Habitat ReStore, and that again is at 563 Oak Avenue in Spruce Pine. We must receive all completed applications between August 18th and September 20th. Qualify for one of these partnerships.
The homes are going to be built in Yancey County, but the families that
are actually going to apply. They don't necessarily have to. Do they have to be from Yancey County, or they could be from just the area?
There's no requirement as far as where they are living now. You can be from Asheville if you want.
Yeah, no. But you just have to move to Burnsville.
You will be living in Burnsville.
And I know there's a certain amount of paperwork involved and things that you guys have to do because, as Jessica mentioned, she pays a mortgage every month. So you got to get together all the paperwork pretty much like you're doing a mortgage. So, again, these sessions are good to help you and the application get together what you need.
Correct. We will help you fill out the forms. And also, we'd like to meet you, and you'll certainly meet several of the board members there at those sessions. There are some requirements as far as those families that will qualify for a house. The income must be no more than 80% of the average median income for the county. And there's lots of factors that we take into account when we calculate what the actual income is. And just to reiterate what Bruce said, these houses do require a mortgage.
Right. So what you need to do is if you just mildly think right now, you know, I'd be interested in that process, or somebody in the family, someone you know might be interested in the process. The thing to do is to either call, I would call to start with, or stop by the ReStore, which is, like I say, on Oak Avenue in Spruce Pine. The telephone number is easy to remember, 766-9000. Just that's the phone number. Or the Habitat ReStore itself is located on Oak Avenue at 563 Oak Avenue in Spruce Pine. And get an application and talk to the folks and find out enough about it. By the time they finish talking to Misty and the bunch there at the store, they'll pretty much have a good idea of what's going on, and then your local board will go from there.
And just a reminder that our current store hours at the ReStore are Tuesday through Friday, 10:30 to 4:30.
And seriously, we want folks to do this because you've got three houses on the way, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and let's get the volunteers out, and let's see if we can get two of them done the first year.
That'd be wonderful. Well, Jim, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us. Good luck as you search for a family. If anything else we can do to help publicize it, you let me know. And we'll look forward to talking maybe to some of you volunteers as it goes along to help with getting these houses built.
That's great, Bruce. Thank you for having us on.
Remember, you can get an application and more information at the Habitat ReStore, which is at 563 Oak Avenue in Spruce Pine, or you can call the ReStore at 766-9000. You can also go to one or more of the information sessions. The first one will be on Thursday, September the 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Messiah of the Mountains Lutheran Church in Micahville. And the other one will be on Saturday the 14th of September at the Habitat ReStore in Spruce Pine. And remember, completed applications must be received between August the 18th and September 20th. Thanks again to Jim Erlandson of Habitat for Humanity, Mitchell and Yancey Counties, and to Jessica Hall for talking with us today and yesterday. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.